From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Oh yeah, welcome to the September 16th episode of Beers with the Brewers. Mm-hmm. I'm Mark Richards. Also this week, Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
Meredith Miles.
Greetings, everybody.
And Walt T. Keys.
Oh,
what is going on, y'all?
Just about to drink some beers.
What's going on? I'm drinking beer on a podcast.
Nice. So this week, we've got another two-header with Jazz Crab's New England IPA, and that one is hazy, juicy, fruity, and dank. Am I right, Hodge?
So dank.
Mm-hmm.
And Las Pilas Mexican Dark Lager with plantains, toasty crisp, and tortilla on this one. And man, that corn tortilla character really comes out in the aroma and finish.
Yeah.
So I think since we wouldn't be able to taste Las Pilas probably after the hazy IPA, we should probably start with that. And Dan, I know you really wrestled some plantains to get this beer brewed.
I did. There's some squishing and some mushing too. I think it was 30 pounds. So probably once you get rid of the peel, maybe, you know, somewhere 22, 24 pounds of plantains.
But, sheesh.
They were the black varietal, the sweet Maduros. Not the starchy stuff. That and just plain old good masa flour that you would use to make tortillas, tortilla chips, etc. That's been, nixtamalized, so alkalized. It's got like a tang to it. Yeah, that really comes through. I didn't pick up quite as much color as I would have liked from the plantains. I wanted to actually take those home and caramelize them, but I didn't have time. So,
Dan, I feel like you're selling the corn short, because on my notes it says it's Olatijo Mexican heirloom corn.
That is also true. But
That sounds
much fancier than tortilla corn.
There's a cool company that sells single varietal Mexican heirloom corn flour. Because of that process of how you process masa and... I assumed that the gelatinization temp of plantains was similar to potatoes, so they all follow in the same mash temp as a normal barley mash. So okay, I was able to just chuck it all in without having to do a cereal mash.
This sounds like a stuck mash waiting to happen.
It wasn't that bad. I did have it all the way open.
Okay,
so it was slow, but yeah. I'm not stuck.
Have we ever brewed a beer with potatoes before?
No, but that's always on the horizon. Sweet potatoes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did have that once.
You could do a collaboration with Ruffles. Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor, but we're open to getting some free Ruffles.
Oh, sure.
Not, of course, knowing how much sugar extraction you're going to get from unprocessed corn product and plantains, I was assuming very little and got actually very a lot. So that's why this is a little spicy at 6.1% ABV. I think I was usually aim for like mid fives on this type of style and 24 IBUs.
It drinks right though. If you had told me this was 5%, I'd be all in. I think it's pretty easy peasy.
Yeah, and it, you know, that the corny flavor does stick out a little bit. The plantains... Yeah, I'm not sure how much more I could have used and not just had like glue in the the mash tun. But when I was tasting this for the first time, I did. I was just like, man, did I like infect this thing? Because I was getting this banana. I was like, oh no, it's the plantains. So you gotta look for it a little bit. And I don't think unless you were looking for it, you probably wouldn't notice it. But there's a very low sweet banana flavor.
It's there.
Did you notice it more early in the fermentation than you did in the finished product?
No, actually, it was because we were using our house Danish lager strain, and that throws off quite a bit of sulfur.
Yeah.
So that was basically, scrubbing out any type of major aroma flavors apart from that corn. But no, after it cleaned itself up a little bit, it stuck out a bit more.
This may be 6.1%, a little more than you thought you were shooting for, but... Yeah.
How crushable is it?
How crushable is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I will preface this by saying, coming into this podcast and tasting, I'm not a big fan of plantains, and I'm not a big fan of dark lagers. But this is actually pretty tasty. The corn is really nice and complements it. But I'm still going to go with a 3.
Going with a 3. And I'll clean up that perception of dark lager a little bit, because don't think this is Schwarzbier by any means. But, you know, it's got a really nice, rich amber hue to it that is nice. And I am a full-on responsible 6 crusher with this beer this week.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Just throw that right out there, I guess. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you, Dan?
I would say, being as rainy and miserable as it is outside at the moment, hopefully when you're listening to this, it's much nicer out. I would say 4.
Okay.
It does, it drinks like a lager, but it's a bit grainy, a little chewy, and a little higher on the ABV. So, yeah, we'll go with 4.
All right. Meredith.
I, too, am going to come in at a 4. I feel like it is extremely approachable, and I feel like it is pretty delicious. But I think that the sort of forward nature of that tortilla and that corn forward would probably cap me at a 4.
Okay.
So 17 divided by 4, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Carry the 1.
We could just call this a 4 crusher this week.
Yeah, that's what, 6 points something.
Walt and I will wrestle out that extra few points.
I think there's a 9er in there somewhere.
Yeah. So this beer is actually benefiting the Ohio Hispanic Coalition. Am I right?
You are correct. We actually teamed up with the Ohio Hispanic Coalition several months ago, talking through the opportunity to amplify all of the amazing work that they're doing in Central Ohio and beyond. And also knowing that if you are listening to this on Thursday, yesterday was the start of Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs September 15th through October 15th. So we thought this was a really great collab to partner up and talk through a lot of really interesting cultural elements. And we had a great tasting with the OHCO team and Dan, and talking through some of the key flavors, and the plantains, the maduros, were really the one that kind of pulled out from that conversation. And here we are with this fantastic Las Quilas Black Lager.
Mm-hmm. Too bad you couldn't have came up to a 6 crusher, or we could have had a bell ringing fiesta on this one.
Well, I'm sorry.
Can't win them all.
Ring the bell anyway.
You know what? We are releasing this beer on Friday, and I feel like we could be persuaded when everyone comes down. They could prove us, you know, maybe we're answering this question because it's a weekday. Maybe the crushability question could be a little bit different if it were a Friday.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's a weekend 6. Yeah. Mm. Maybe with a little food kind of help stretch it a little bit.
I usually crush when I'm salsa dancing.
Yeah.
Ooh,
crush quite a bit.
Speaking of salsa dancing, on Friday when we release this beer, we will have some salsa music being DJ'd. And we will also have the Ohio Hispanic Coalition down here to talk about everything that they're doing in the community. You can get to know them, get to understand a little bit more about the work that they do. And we can even talk to them a little bit about what Las Pilas is derived from. It's the phrase Ponte Las Pilas, which is essentially to put on batteries. But in the Hispanic and Latino communities, it's much more of a let's go, let's get after it, get it together, get up and put in the work.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
So. I like that one. Put on batteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a t-shirt that says that.
In English. Put on batteries.
There you go.
All right, cool. Well, Las Pilas, get down here and get it this Friday. That would be tomorrow. And we will have this only available in small batch in the tap room. You can get it in 6 packs to go.
And all proceeds are benefiting the Ohio Hispanic Coalition. So we're really excited about that collab.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it.
The artist from the label, when you get down here and you can take a look at the label that's on our cans, it's really impactful. So the plantain is represented almost, as we talked about, in place of the potato, sort of the science experiment where the potato traditionally lights the light bulb. The plantain is lighting the light bulb. And then if you look at the label itself, knowing the literal translation to put on batteries, it actually almost almost looks like a battery itself on the can with a meter and a positive and negative. Yeah. Really impactful. We shout out to Ariel Peguero for a really amazing collab on that label design as well.
Yeah, looks great.
Heck yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
So moving on to number two in our two-header, Jazz Crabs.
Meredith has put on her...
cue the jazz
her ceremonial
music.
Crab claws.
Yeah, and if only Justin Reich was here to see this mess now.
Yeah, this is sort of his nightmare come true.
Ooh.
Dream come true? Nightmare?
Smells great. Dreams do come true.
Oh, that's nice.
That was scatting.
Yeah.
I am gonna guess that this is.
We actually do need. We need Justin's. We need Justin's mouth horn. he was quite famous for back in the day. Yeah, Justin coming back to haunt us once again with Jazz Crabs, which I can only assume is the precursor to Rock Lobster. 7% ABV, 41 IBUs. Came in a little spicy because he used our wonderful Mosaic hops along with some Citra Idaho 7 and some CTZ. But yeah, that Mosaic always be creeping. So yeah, rewind to one of our podcasts where we addressed hop creep. But doesn't really come across in this. We used a hefty proportion of malted oats in this, but it dried out quite a bit, actually.
Mm-hmm. Man, this got all the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. It is.
And fine.
Mm-hmm.
The description that we went with: a sweet tangerine, blueberry, spicy resinous pine, and stone fruit. And I think it's all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It is also so dank. So dank.
So dank.
Tastes great. Especially mm-hmm. right off the bright, like we're drinking it.
Wow. Yeah, that's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got all the smells, all the flavor.
Yeah, I'm glad we drank this one second, because mm-hmm. it would have been hard to go
I'm
back,
also gonna say
backwards
like
from this.
Just a lot of zing on the back end there, too.
Well,
like
zing, huh?
Your mouth is alive after swallowing this beer.
If your mouth was dead before.
Mm-hmm.
Brings it back.
Yeah, it's got a zinger.
There's not a whole lot more to say about it. It is a dank, juicy, very delicious, hazy IPA.
It's popping.
Snapping, actually.
Jazz snapping.
Slight preview, not this weekend, but the following weekend, there will be a DDH Bro version of this.
Oh. That's exciting for the anniversary.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Double dry hop Jazz Crabs. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it lends to ask...
How crushable is it?
Six.
You're a six crusher on this?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Now, hold on a second. You were afraid of the last beer that was lower in alcohol.
No, that I stated that was a personal preference thing. That's the style as a style beer. I'm not always
okay.
That it's not always my thing. It's also a personal preference thing because this is a style of beer that very much is my thing.
Make sure you have transportation on lockdown before you start that
venture.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 6.7. It's not like insane.
You got to crush responsibly, Walt.
7%. That's okay.
7%, oh boy. I'm maintaining my...
All right.
I'm
going to dial that back to a three crusher
here. Maybe we should bring that down to a five.
In corner mark, that is a three crusher. So we got a six moving to a five, a three. What about you, Meredith?
You know, it's a toss-up because, like we said, a weekday crushability scale versus a weekend crushability
okay.
scale could vary. So I'm going to average the two, and I'm going to say a four.
Four crusher.
Yep.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, Dan?
I was going to complete the spectrum anyway, but I'm going to say five.
Ooh, look at that. That rounds out to a four in some way. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Right. Four crusher it is this week. No bells.
Just snaps.
Again.
Just claw.
Just
claps.
4.5. I'm going to let that one slide.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you're down here doing some crushing, well, we got a lot of things going on this upcoming mm-hmm. week.
Everyone's been waiting for it. Everyone tuned in.
It's the only reason I'm here.
Yeah, so, tell us what's happening tonight, Walt.
Without further ado, tonight is Thursday, right?
It is a Thursday.
Recording on a Wednesday, but tonight is Thursday if you're listening to this live-ish. So we got live music tonight, like we do every Thursday night. Low-key, actually great. Playing from 6 to 8, they're actually great. And then Sunday afternoon, we also have live music with Waves de Ache, if I'm saying that right. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but they're a great band. They've been here before. Really enjoy them. They're playing Sunday afternoon after the Browns game.
Are you contractually obligated to say that every time you mention Waves de Ache?
Yeah, yes. I think so. No, I just really like that band. They're good.
Disclaimer, this could totally not be the way that you say this.
I bet they'll like some jazz.
They're actually pretty good. So live music every Thursday, Sunday. Sunday we're pushing it back a little bit because of the Browns game. It'll start whenever that's over. It might be over pretty quick. Hard to say.
Yeah, this Friday, like we had talked about earlier, it's the sort of kickoff party to the release of Las Pilas. So come on down and help us kick off Hispanic Heritage Month with the Ohio Hispanic Coalition. We will have our benefit beer releasing, and DJ Chris Bell is going to be spinning some salsa. So we're really excited. He'll get started around 6 p.m. So come down, hang out in the beer garden, grab some Ray Rays, and enjoy a couple of Las Pilas responsibly.
That's salsa, not seltzer, Mark.
Because people like to say salsa. Number one condiment in America.
Also this weekend, not at the tap room, but over at the Scioto Audubon Metro Park is Scioto Fest. It is on the 17th and 18th, so that's what, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Live music, craft beer, all kinds of fun stuff. I'm sure they'll be showing the Buckeye game.
Yeah, we'll be showing the Buckeye game there, and then bands in the evening. And
you can camp, right?
If you're not watching the Buckeye game at Land Grant and you want to watch it somewhere where you can stay all night and drink Land Grant and sleep in a tent.
Ooh.
Test the crushability
and stay down at Metro
Park.
No
driver needed. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, camp in the Metro Parks. Go to Scioto Fest. It was a great event last year, or 2 years ago. It will be a great event this weekend, so check that out.
I'll be down there all weekend.
Saturday, Buckeyes are home against Tulsa at 3:30, and the Crew play New England at 7. We'll have both those games on our Jumbotron in the beer garden, so if you want to sit outside and watch a game. Browns, Texans, 1 o'clock on Sunday, as I mentioned. Bengals probably play too, but we don't have them listed, so... You'll have to watch that at home, I guess. And then...
Waves de Ache.
Yeah, I already mentioned that. I already gushed about them enough. We don't need to put it over the top. But...
Let's not get carried away, guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were a groupie.
And then now we'll do the little weekly rundown. Mondays are movie nights. Tibetan Momo is here. They're great. Movies are great. You can call 313-LG-MOVIE. To get the latest, or follow at Land Grant Movie Phone on Instagram, or search Land Grant Movie Phone on Facebook.
Or you could just listen to this podcast because, Walt, what movie is playing on Monday?
Here's a hint.
Almost Famous.
I was going to say the intro. If you listen to the Mark Maron podcast, the intro to his podcast is taken from this movie.
I do actually listen to that podcast a bit.
Yeah. That's too bad. I was going to break out into a throaty rendition, a Tiny Dancer, but we'll go with you instead.
That's fine. So get on the bus and come down here and watch Almost Famous with us on Monday. Trivia Tuesday is hosted by Travis every Tuesday. Main Course is here on Tuesday.
Ooh, yeah. Woot. Yum.
They're back. They're great. And then Wednesday, Two Fat Indians is here.
Double Woot.
Ray Ray is here Thursday through Sunday, as always. And looking, what, next weekend? It's not very far away.
No, sir.
Land Grant anniversary party. Whole lot going on there. Full day of music. We'll have the Buckeye game on at 7:30, Akron. Crew match at 8 that night. All kinds of stuff happening all day long. Lots of special beers on tap. Batch 1000 available. I think we're going to talk about that next week on the podcast.
That's right.
It'll be available on tap and in carry out 4-packs.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to get it early, you could always buy a ticket. We're selling tables to our exclusive private tasting with our brew team on next Saturday morning. You can come down and have a taste of each of the varieties of Batch 1000 and a complimented pairing of a Buckeye donut with each brew, so it's a really nice way to start the day.
Oh yeah, go to landgrantbrewing.com/LG7 or /LG7.
Sounds good.
For all the info on that.
And then if you want to hear everything about the anniversary party, the big preview episode on Beers with the Brewers is next week, featuring Batch 1000. Dan, we're going to have to test some crushability here, I'm sure.
Something's getting crushed.
I might have to arrange for transportation home from work on next Wednesday.
And we'll have all those LG7 deets.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening. And tip your bartenders. Michael, you're taking us out again?
Hold me closer, time to dance. Oh, wow. Headlights on the highway. I'm not sure how Michael Caine would sing that exactly. No, I'm not going to try. That would break me. I would just split into two.
That's pretty good.
All right. That's it.
Another Nailed
good
it.
Episode of all.
Uno, dos, tres!